In the waning days of this year, as the new year approaches, many of us turn to reviewing the highlights of the past 12 months. For me, one of these was visiting with Benjamin Wald when I was back in California. Benji's sister, Shelley, and I were all, Benji and Benji's sister, Shelley, and I were all friends all the way from first grade right through the end of high school. Benji was the cool older brother who was a year ahead of us, but Shelley and I were friends the whole way in the same grade. Well, I sought Benji out this summer in the hope of him taking me to visit his elderly father, Cantor George Wald, of the Mosaic Law Reformed Congregation in Sacramento, where all of us lived when we were children. I wanted to thank Cantor Wald for the wise guidance he had given me as a girl of about 11 years old. That was in the early days, very early days, of maybe it was still my faith searching, not even clear it was a journey yet. My family was not particularly religious, although we had friends of various faith backgrounds. At school, I had friends who were Jewish, Jehovah Witness, Mormon, and Christian. Their families and faith communities offered me sort of a confusing smorgasbord of ways to believe in and worship God. When we were in the fifth grade, Shelley was beginning to prepare for her bat mitzvah, when she would become a full member of the Jewish faith community at age 12. I asked Cantor Wald if I could also study as he prepared Shelley for this important step, because I wanted to explore the possibility of converting to Judaism. In his wisdom, Cantor Wald gently urged me to first explore Christianity, the faith of my ancestors, by finding a church to attend. If after some time, he said, I still felt called to be exploring the Jewish faith, he would welcome me to study with him. Well, I'm standing here, so I guess we can all see how that worked out. I always wanted to visit Cantor Wald to thank him for his kind and gentle guidance when I was a child in the very early stages of finding my own faith. Regrettably, Cantor Wald passed away just a few weeks before I was back in California this summer. So I was not able to thank him in person. But Benji and Shelley were delighted to learn my story and remember some parts of it. We remembered the joy of all three of us attending Shelley's bat mitzvah, Shelley being the star of the event when she was 12 years old. And we appreciated how her father, Cantor Wald, wisely guided Shelley, Benji, and I all on our faith journeys. In the gospel reading this morning, we meet another 12-year-old who was in the process of his own faith formation. Jesus is a regular Jewish boy, growing up in a loving family, learning and developing just like any other child. Every year, Jesus' family traveled to Jerusalem to the Passover festival. This annual pilgrimage was a central part of Jewish life and faith practice. Luke shows us that Mary and Joseph faithfully observed the religious customs of their community, including attending the annual Passover festival. They were raising Jesus within the framework of their faith, instilling in him the importance of honoring God and participating fully in the life of their people. Can you imagine that scene in Jerusalem? The bustling city of Jerusalem, filled with pilgrims from all over the world. Jesus wandering through with his eyes wide, by all the amazing things he's experiencing, the sights, the sounds, the smells. It must have been an extremely stimulating, exciting experience for a young boy like Jesus. Picture him walking alongside his parents, perhaps asking questions about the city, about the temple, and about the rituals to be performed. After the festival was concluded, as the crowds dispersed and families began their journey home, Mary and Joseph realized Jesus was missing. They must have felt a panic as they discovered their child wasn't amongst their trusted traveling companions of family and friends. Losing a child, even for a short time, is a parent's worst nightmare. They frantically retraced their steps, searching for 3 long days. Imagine that adrenaline-driven mix of anger, whew, and relief Mary and Joseph must have felt when they finally found him in the temple. There was their inquisitive, precocious, occasionally mischievous, cherished child sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. Once they realized their son was safe, might they have begun wondering why the temple elders had allowed this unaccompanied child to just remain with them for 3 days while instead of going off to try to find the parents? Well, Mary's words to Jesus are filled with a mixture of relief and exasperation. "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And Jesus' response is a foreshadow of who we know him to be, the Son of God. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" The formal practice of bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah wasn't established until the 13th century. But in this story, Jesus' behavior is consistent with the foundations of that central Jewish practice of faith formation and commitment. Some Talmudic rabbis considered Torah study as being greater than the honor of father and then honoring father and mother, since it is the only commandments for which a person is allowed to move far away from his or her parents without their permission. Might this explain why the temple elders had not tried to track down the child's parents? It is likely that Jesus was engaged by the elders in deep theological discussions, encouraging him to engage in probing, curious, challenging debate, encouraging him to explore what he believed and would be later ready to teach. Young Jesus did not insist on lingering at the temple. He respected his parents. Luke tells us that Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Despite his emerging understanding of his relationship with God, Jesus submitted to the authority of his earthly parents. He returned to Nazareth and lived a normal young life, learning his father's trade, growing in wisdom and truth, and finding his own nature. It's interesting that Luke is the only gospel of the four gospels that gives us this glimpse into the life of Christ as a little child, as a young adolescent. Some biblical scholars believe that this is partly because Luke actually met the mother of Jesus, the Virgin Mary. Or at least he had heard directly from people who knew her some of these stories of her remarkable child. In the second and third centuries, many legends arose about the boy Jesus and were put into numerous apocryphal gospels that did not make it into our final canon. Now, many of these portray him as doing supernatural deeds or speaking with undue authority. But this simple gospel story in Luke, I think, gets us closer to the truth. It is reminding us that Jesus was not just a divine being, our Lord Jesus Christ, but our Lord Jesus the Christ was once a young boy, like some of you guys hiding up there in the balcony. And he grew up in a loving home, learning and developing, just like us. And I hope just like you guys up there in the balcony. This understanding brings us closer to him and allows us to appreciate the fullness of his humanity and divinity. It also reminds us of the importance of raising our children in faith, instilling in them a love of God and a desire to follow in Jesus' footsteps. Faith is challenged and deepened and changed by our life experiences. We are blessed by the cloud of teachers and examples, like Cantor Wald was for me, of how to seek faith sincerely. As this year comes to a close, you are encouraged to reflect on and give thanks for all those who have helped you shape your faith and who continue to accompany you, whether in deepening your faith or struggling with doubt at times. The 12-year-old Jesus reminds us to encourage ourselves, whether young, middle-aged, or elderly, to study, explore, challenge, and question our own faith. Faith is a living process, an experience grounded in the assurance of our Creator's love and guided by the teachings and practices of Jesus the Christ, God's beloved Son. Amen.